USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration gave the Pfizer COVID vaccine full approval on Monday, with health officials hoping the approval could dispel some hesitancy towards receiving the shot. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock called the approval a milestone that puts the U.S. one step closer to altering the course of the pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that an increase in vaccinations could bring the U.S. closer to returning to normalcy. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that with enough vaccinations, the virus could be brought under control by early next year.
The people who are unvaccinated now, that 90 million people, get them vaccinated. I think we can get a degree of overall blanket protection of the community that as we get into the early part of 2022, getting through the winter, which could be complicated by influenza, by respiratory syncytial virus, that as we get into the spring, we can start getting back to a degree of normality.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The situation in Afghanistan remains dire as President Biden considers extending the deadline for U.S. troops to leave the country in order to finish evacuations. Les Pry has more.
As President Biden is hinting, the United States may stay in Afghanistan past the August 31st deadline to get our people out, the Taliban told Reuters hours ago, absolutely not. Americans must be out by the 31st of August. Former Defense Intelligence Officer Alex Plitzis tells Fox News what he knows at this time in Afghanistan.
The situation on the ground is reflected in a lot of the coverage that's been going on. It is accurate. It's extremely messy, as you can imagine, just given the rapid nature of the collapse. The situation at the airport itself is pretty dire. So the airfield itself, it's still nearly impossible to access for a lot of folks.
And the FDA is asking people not to use an animal deworming medication as treatment for COVID-19. The FDA tweeting Monday that people should not use the drug ivermectin to treat COVID, as the medication is used to treat and prevent parasites in animals like horses and livestock. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Critics of the White House's plan to evacuate Americans from Afghanistan say that history will not be kind to President Biden for it. Lance Pry has more.
The humanitarian crisis created by open border policies at the U.S.-Mexico border, violent crime on the rise throughout American cities, inflation hurting American families with much higher food and gas prices. Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer is telling Fox News that history will not be kind to President Biden and his Afghanistan withdrawal crisis.
Well, we certainly can't remove all the troops until every American and all of our allies who we want out of Afghanistan or out of Afghanistan. And I think history will show it's the right decision to remove the troops from Afghanistan. However, you remove your citizens before you remove the troops. I mean, it's unimaginable that Joe Biden thinks he made the right decision evacuating the troops. And then, okay, let's have all of our American citizens, anyone else who we promised refuge, to come on out now. I mean, that is the worst plan in the history of America.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Tony Finau picked up his first PGA Tour victory in more than 5 years, winning the rain-delayed Northern Trust on Monday. He charged from 3 shots back with 5 holes to go to force a playoff with Cameron Smith, winning on the first hole. Finau finished the weekend at 20 under. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.